That's got a good message, ain't it? Hallelujah. That'll preach. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you this morning for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you that the Word left heaven and became flesh and walked amongst us and gave us the victory, Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for your virgin birth. We thank you for the cross. We thank you for the death, the resurrection, your suffering, Lord Jesus. We thank you for saving us. We thank you that you have sent your Holy Spirit to teach and counsel us how to have a relationship with you and how the church can take authority on this earth over Satan and principalities and powers. We just give you praise and honor and glory. We can't thank and love you enough, Lord Jesus, for the things you have done for us, that we must carry on by your word and by your power of your spirit for your glory in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. Give him a clap offering here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Well, I feel like God has given me a message this morning. It's going to cover several different areas. I'm not going to turn to any pages right away, but I'm just going to, and if you want to hear or take it home, or get the message, take it home, the CD is available. We want to thank all the visitors, if there's visitors here this morning. I know there's a couple over here I met already. Praise God. Yeah, give the Lord a clap offering for visitors. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But you know, it's nice to hear about the virgin birth and the cloud coming upon Mary and all this stuff and everything else. Then he goes out and he heals and he casts out demons, and he went out in the desert at one point. It was tested by Satan, Jesus was. And he fed the poor. He done all these things. Then he died, was resurrected, and left. But if we don't get if we just get the message of Christmas, the manger, and all those things, and don't know why he came through this earth and left the power to his church, the authority to his church. See, a lot of churches today don't walk in authority and power. And that's what Jesus set up. He's the head of the church. And we should be checking with the head and finding out what are we doing as we come together. Are we receiving it from the head of Jesus? Is the Holy Spirit operating in us? Are we making room for the Holy Spirit to move in the church today? No, what we're doing, we're seeing the manger, and we're seeing this Christmas, and we're seeing trees and gifts and everything else, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But if you don't really receive, the message today is Christmas wisdom. The wisdom we should receive from Christmas. And so we'll go through some things today in Scripture, and I'll be talking about some things. I won't be going that long, and I'm going to pray for people who want prayer. Just because it's Christmas doesn't mean we're not going to lay hands on people, and we're not going to pray for people. Amen? Hallelujah. So we must begin one place. We know that he was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word left heaven and became flesh. Amen? That's the first thing we must understand. He came down, and the purpose he came down was not just the cross, but the purpose was to set up his body, his church, in authority. Amen? Hallelujah. So I'll name some scriptures. We're not going to turn there right now, Chris. In John 1:14, the Word became flesh. I just mentioned that. In Luke 1:26 to 35, we read that the angel Gabriel was sent by God to tell Mary about what was going to happen in her life. And she responded by saying, "Let it be done unto me according to your word." Well, we need to understand that. Let it be done according to your word in our lives. He's the Word. It became flesh, you see, and now we have accepted Jesus Christ into our lives. Now the Word must become alive in us. Not just a manger, not just a virgin birth, saints. The Word must become alive in us. We must understand that the Satan was cast down to the earth. We are in this world, but not of it. And we have the authority to come up against devils and principalities and powers and to carry on the ministry of Jesus. Hallelujah. So the number two, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to tell Mary. Number three, in Luke 2:8-20, the shepherds were tending their sheep. An angel of the Lord came to them, telling them the city of David, a Savior who is Christ the Lord, was born. Amen? So we're just going through some things, saints, and we'll wind up at a place, and you'll get a good message of what we should be doing today. Amen? Hallelujah. Number four, in Matthew 2, 1 to 11, there were wise men who saw a star that brought him to the child Christ. And when they did, they opened up their treasuries. They gave him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Amen? And so, wouldn't that be nice to receive the gold or the blessing through Abraham, through Christ, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, instead of depending on the world? Amen? Hallelujah. And so we know that they saw a star that brought them to Christ. And they experienced, and they opened up the treasury. Hallelujah. Their treasury, I should say. Hallelujah. Number five. I just mentioned that. In verse 11, they opened up their treasury. They presented gifts to Jesus. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to understand, then he went out in the desert, then he rose, and he grew in favor with God, and then he went out in the desert, was tested by Satan. Then he, before his ministry started, then he started healing and doing miracles and casting out demons and feeding the poor. Did he not? Hallelujah. Then he goes to the cross, you see, and so he took all that suffering on his back. He forgave our sins, shed his blood. He died. He resurrected. Then he left, and he sent his Holy Spirit. Now, that's a nice Christmas story, and that's a nice power of Jesus. But guess what, saints? He said other things through Paul in the book of Ephesians. He said, I did all of this so my church could have authority, and that we should battle demons and tell principalities and powers, not them telling us, because the church is his authority here on earth, the body of Christ. Amen? He gave authority to the church. If you separate yourself from the church, and there's many churches in Colorado Springs, and we're talking about all of them, but most churches don't walk in authority. Most churches don't carry on the ministry of Jesus. When he done all this, saints, there was a reason for it. Not just for us to hear a message about Mary and the cloud coming upon Mary, the Holy Ghost coming upon Mary, and that Holy Ghost, overshadowed her. That's nothing but a cloud. It's the same cloud that was in the Old Testament that guided them in the fire by night and the cloud by day, you see. And when the presence comes upon us, saints, it can absolutely set us free. Amen? But God wants us to understand, it's not a story. It's what he accomplished and what he gave authority over gave the church authority over demons and principalities and powers. Hallelujah. So the church means called out. And our devotion should be to the head, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So on Christmas, we hear all kinds of stories and we give out presents and we sit around the tree. The families get together. Praise God for all of that. But if we don't get out of what he really wanted the church to do on this earth, he wants the church to shut down demons. He wants the church to shut down sickness and disease. He wants the church to shut down principalities and powers. He wants the church to act in the authority God gave it to us. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. And so if you hear about Christmas and in all these stories, that's great. But if you don't get the message out of it, saints, that God wants us to get out of it, we're not going to walk in the authority. We'll go right back to religion and having church on Sunday, and everybody wants to, did you tithe today? It's all about money, and it's not about Jesus. God wants us to understand that the journey he took when the Word became flesh, walked amongst us, he came down to earth, he took a journey all the way through, casting out demons and doing all these things, coming out of a virgin birth, you see, all of that stuff, born in a manger and everything else. But you see, he done that for a reason. That you and I can now, I stand here behind this pulpit in the authority of the name of Jesus Christ. Because he gave me the authority. He gave you and I the authority. And if you don't connect yourself to a church and you try to be a lone ranger, we should be part of a church. Now, there's some churches you shouldn't be a part of. Just because they call themselves church doesn't mean it's of Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. So we're going to now look at some scriptures and open them up. Hallelujah. If you would turn, please, to Ephesians 1, Chris. Ephesians 1. 22 and 23. He put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. So if he's the head over the church, the reason why we don't have much authority, we're not checking in with the head. What do we know have to know about what the head is saying? The head is already demonstrated, like Jesus Christ demonstrated, casting out demons, raising the dead, opening blind eyes, feeding the poor, you see, and putting Satan, he disarmed Satan. That's what the head has done. Amen? Hallelujah. And he's the head over the church. If we are led by the Holy Spirit, then we ought to be checking in with the head. If we're out of whack with the authority or the Word of God or the head, then we have to come back into that place by the Holy Spirit and by the Word of God and obey what the head is wanting the church to do. He's the mind. He's the head. He's the one who will tell us, you see, and direct us from the Word of God by the Holy Spirit. So hearing all these messages at Christmas time, you may say, oh, that's so, and we hear the same messages. Oh, the manger, oh, the wise men came. But if we don't get the finished product from the mind of Christ, what the church is supposed to be doing, we are the authority. And we should be warring in putting those devils where they belong. And putting those principalities and powers where they belong. Because we are the authority here on earth. We are on this earth, but not of this earth. We are supernatural. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So I want you to listen. Look at 22 again. He put all things, the Father put all, under his feet. Say, Satan is under his feet. Satan is under my feet. Because I have authority. Because we are the church. And we are listening to the head. Sickness and disease is under your feet. Poverty is under your feet. Sin is under your feet. Flesh is under your feet. We can walk in the authority, saints, that Jesus gave. So he didn't take this journey just to show up on earth, you see, and cast out demons and raise the and do all that stuff. He came to lead the church, the authority to continue his ministry. Amen? That's right. Praise God. 23. I'll go back to 22 and come to 23. And he put all things under his feet, gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. We are the fullness of Jesus. We don't lack anything. We do when we're trying to strive to get there. We don't connect with the head, and we don't let the Holy Spirit let us know that we are priests and kings, sons and daughters. And on this earth, if the church don't stand up and take the authority, maybe Jesus may just come early and take us all home. Everybody said, that's great. No, it's not. Jesus wants us to take authority where he took authority, where he gave the example. Amen? We are to become the fullness. Well, the Holy Spirit's in us to teach us about the gifts, to teach us about the blood, the name of Jesus Christ, the grace, the power of his Spirit in us, how we can change, how we can carry on his ministry. Because no matter where you have been, he's already been there. No matter where you're walking, he's already walked there. And if we try to be wild stallions and renegades and we separate ourselves from the body of Christ, from the church, we're out there floundering around trying to do our thing. He said he gave authority to the church. And the church becomes the fullness of God. Amen? So when you hear Christmas stories, that's fine. But if you don't get out of it what Jesus wants us to get out of it, then we're not going anywhere. We're not getting it. All we're doing is hearing, oh, the manger, baby Jesus. I I want to walk in a full-grown Jesus. Jesus is Lord. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things I ask you to do or tell you to do? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Jesus. 3:20, Ephesians. Hallelujah. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Is the power working in us? Think about it. It's only going to happen according to the power. According to the power of the Holy Spirit you let work in you. Change your life. Speak, be bold in the name of Jesus. Cast out demons. Lay hands on the sick. Come against, curse the roots of cancer. Feed the poor. That's the power of God in us working. If we sit back and don't do anything, well, I'm not called. See, you have decided where your calling is. If you're attached to a church, your calling is as a body, as a whole, is to do battle with Satan, to do battle with sickness and disease. Take authority over those clowns. Make sure you tell them they're under our feet. Amen? See, a Christmas story is wonderful. Christmas is a great time, but every day should be Christmas. Every day should be Christmas. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Go to 3:10, Ephesians 3:10. If you would, Chris. To the intent now, the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places. We ought to be telling the principalities and powers. They shouldn't be dictating to us. Satan shouldn't be dictating to us. Sickness should not be dictating to us. Poverty should not be dictating to us. And that's all caused by demons. Sickness, you ain't coming on my body. Poverty, you ain't coming into my house in the name of Jesus. Principalities and powers, you ain't controlling me. Jesus is my Lord. He is my King. He is my Savior. He cleansed me. See, saints, if you start with the manger and sit down at the manger, or the shadow of the Holy Ghost came over Mary, if you sit down there and stay there, wasn't that nice? Just let it be done according to my word. Well, the church is not letting it be done to them according to the word of God. You know why? If I stand up here and say certain things, people will say, oh my God, did he come against him? We are, judgment begins at the house of God. And we are to correct people in the church that's doing things by the devil and not by the Holy Ghost. Unwrap that present. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen? He's the head, saints. If you think he's just a... He left heaven, the word became... And he took this journey and just came through the Virgin Mary and the manger and done all these things. And you and I are sitting back and we're trying to say, Jesus, heal me. He says, I've given the church authority. That's the way I've set it up. If you want to do it other ways, that's fine. But that's the way I set it up. But the other ways won't work. Hallelujah. One more place. Matthew 16. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Matthew 16. Jesus is asking Peter a question. So we'll start at 16, Matthew 16, 16. Peter's asked him a question. Well, I'll go back to 15. He said to them, who do you say that I am? Verse 16, Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of a living God. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon by Jonah, for the flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. You see, unless the church turns to God and asks Jesus Christ that let the Holy Spirit teach you who he really is and what he's really done and how he gave authority to the church, your mind, your natural reasons will interpret things. But he heard from the Father in heaven. We need to hear from the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I only say what I hear the Father say. I only do what I hear see the Father do. See, we can get to that place. And when he's leading us, the Holy Spirit, there ain't no devil going to stand there. There ain't no sickness going to stand there. There ain't no poverty going to stand there. There ain't no principality and power going to stand there. Just he sent angels to Mary, there's angels in this place. Where two are gathered, there I am, says the Lord. Hallelujah. And then verse 18, and I also say to you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And what is he saying he's building it on? Because Peter heard from heaven, and that's what he was going to, he said, you are the Christ, you are the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, you've heard from heaven. We need to understand who Jesus is. We need to understand he's the Lord. He's going to build the church on him. Because he went through all that and gave the church the authority. And he's the head. Amen? Yeah. Hallelujah. And I also say to you, verse 18 again, you are Peter, and on this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Well, you see, if the church would take authority, the gates of hell wouldn't prevail. There's so much depression, anxiety, oppression, sickness, disease. The devil's stealing marriages. The devil's stealing money from us. And most Christians today are broke. And they're still waiting for the windows of the heaven to be opened up. Well, if you're in Christ Jesus, you have the right to claim the blessings through Abraham. Financially. Verse 19. And I will give you the keys. The keys are authority now. Jesus is telling the church, I'll give you authority. I'll give you the keys. I have left now. I have sent my Holy Spirit. I have given you my word. I have given you my name. That's your authority. You are the body of Christ. I am the head. The church has authority. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So if the church starts binding sickness and disease, it's bound in heaven. If the church starts binding devils and principalities and powers, they're bound in heaven. God is behind the church. God is behind our word. And if we don't come through this Christmas time, we're going into a new year. And next Sunday, we anoint people and pray for their finances. It's called the Golden Anointing Oil Service. Some people say, well, it ain't working for me. Well, it didn't work for me and Betty at one time, but it is now. It isn't according to you. It's according to God. I give the church authority. I give you the keys. That's authority. Woo! Praise God. Maybe you ought to go, woo, once a while. Amen? Let's all stand up and give him a clap offering. Yeah. Let's do a little jumping, a little jumping. Praise God. Jump a little bit. Jump a little bit. Jump a little bit. Jump a little bit. Praise the Lord. Jump a little bit. Jump a little bit. Hallelujah. Now everybody go, woo. Praise God. A little child shall lead them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, saints, the church has got to get back and use the authority God has given us. If you want to be a renegade, you want to travel out through fields and pastures and not connect, you can do that. You have a free will. But if you connect to a church that wants to walk in the authority, you better start agreeing with the person who's speaking by the Holy Spirit. This isn't about you. This isn't about me. This is about Jesus. When people have birthdays, gee, we got to we got to fall down. Oh, happy birthday. Happy birthday. Here's a card. Here's a place. And Jesus' birthday comes around, and we don't give him our lives. We don't walk in the authority. You know why? We don't want to be corrected by the Word of God. We don't want to be led by the Holy Spirit, because we want it all about us. It's all about us, but it's not about us. If you want to get people free from cancer and sickness and disease and all that, we need to walk in the authority and understand it's not about you and I. It's about Jesus. Amen? My. I'm even blessing myself. I'm preaching myself happy here. Praise God. Some of you people, man, you want everybody to just... Let me tell you something. The soulish areas where the emotions are. Listen to this little key now. I can give you many of them. But if you happen to pass by somebody or talk to somebody and you're having an emotional problem, you will think it's him or her. And all the time, you haven't given Jesus Lord over your life. You haven't walked in the authority of Jesus and taken authority over that soulish area. You haven't committed your will every day and your tongue and your eyes to Jesus. See, saints, if you can become a Christian, say, I'm a Christian, and not be rebellious and not walk in the authority of the church. And I find that everybody who does that has all kinds of problems. See, I was in the state hospital when I was 16 years old. Some people think I'm still there. But God took me out of it. I was in there for fighting. I was in there for ugliness. I was on booze and drugs, and I joined the Marine Corps when I was 17 to kill. Ain't that a good reason to join something? I had multiple sclerosis. I had mind problems. God, when he became Lord over my life, I fought him tooth and nail, but I said, God, I don't want you touching that. He said, I've got to touch it. I've got to take it out. So he's been changing me ever since April 1973. I don't walk in MS. I don't walk in booze. I don't walk in drugs. I don't walk in cussing. I don't walk in pornography. And that's all satanic stuff. The church has authority to run that pornography off from you. To run that sickness off from you. But first it's got to be working in your life. If you're in jail, you can't set someone else free. Amen? Hallelujah. So we wind up here on Christmas. I'd like to open a present someday and have the glory of God shine out of it. I told a little story last week. I'm going to tell it again. I said, I'm going to wrap a big, big present someday. Big, huge. And I'm going to give it to somebody, and I'm going to act like it weighs 30,000 pounds. And I'm going to try to get it over to them. And when they open it up, they're going to say, there's nothing in it. And I'm going to say, it was when I wrapped it. When you got saved, you were filled. It was full. You were full of the Holy Ghost. You got to desire Jesus. You got to desire the anointing. You got to desire the supernatural. And it all comes from the Holy Spirit. Say, woohoo! Thank you, dear. Hallelujah. She'll never forget this. She'll say that man stood up there and going, woohoo! See, most people can't say it because I'm having an emotional thing, and I can't smile. I'm not going to jump. We're all afraid to jump. We're all afraid to clap. If you was up there at Mile High Stadium, you'd jump, clap, and... Bill says not yesterday. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, saints, Jesus said, I'm the head, and I've given the church authority. We're going to have to make up our minds, do we want religion, or do we want that word that became flesh? Do we want the Holy Spirit in our lives? Do we want a good marriage? Do we want finances? Do we want healing in our minds and our bodies? What do we want? We have authority. And you know something? Most people, the biggest problem is you and I. Everybody leans to their own understanding. People will leave here today and have me for turkey. Do you think that's true? I don't know if he's... A little bit of turkey, a little bit of Elroy. Do you think? Well, I don't know. Huh? Oh, she said I might need some gravy. Come back here. Come back here more often and you'll get plenty of gravy. Hallelujah. Amen? See, if you start talking about this pastor or this preacher, I could care less. You know why? I finally got to apply. I'm dead to a lot of things. I'm dead. Some of you people ain't dead yet. You want it done your way. Yeah, woohoo! That's going to be a little theme song for Creative Faith. Woohoo! And everybody says, what's that mean? Just try it. It'll make you happy. Amen? Hallelujah. Can you imagine Jesus standing there with 5,000 people and everybody was so quiet? I don't think they were. I think the kids were going, woohoo! Are they doing all kinds of things? See, if God set me free, God can set you free. But that doesn't mean the enemy don't attack me. You remember when he was attacking Jesus? He couldn't do anything and he said, I'll come back at an opportune time. See, the devil waits for you and I to get depressed or get angry or start cussing or start thinking about pornography and start searching on the computer for this stuff and everything else. Here comes the devil. Thoughts. As a man thinketh, so is he. You think pornography, you think hate, you think unforgiveness, you think cancer, you think sickness, you think poverty. Guess what? You're going to have to correct your own stinking thinking. You're going to have to let the Word of God come up in you and take authority over yourself. Take authority over your thinking. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, that's my Christmas message. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's worship him here now. Jeff 9 in the orange. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When this comes on, just close your eyes. Don't leave, Alan. I need to see you. I know I can see you, but I need to talk to you, I should say. Hallelujah. Give him the clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You remember the guy that got healed in the book of Acts? You remember what his reaction was? He went leaping in. If you get touched by the Lord, you leap and jump. Hallelujah. God told me to pass that on. Hallelujah. What is your first name again? Joe. Do you know you're on the verge of a breakthrough? There's something that you've been tweaking and trying to, there's something just not working yet, and God's going to give you a breakthrough because God's grace is going to be on it, and you have to receive God's mercy because His mercy wants to touch a given situation, and He wants to get you to get the breakthrough, because when you do, your tongue is going to be loosed in the area of praising God that you haven't praised God for a long time, because you're going to know that God is speaking to you today, and God is in what He's saying to you, and God's going to bring it forth because you're going to release your faith and receive what God is saying today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. I have to just look around and see, you know, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. My dear, you back there, you... Not George and Dorothea, but behind. Behind, you need a breakthrough, dear. You need a touch from the Lord. God is showing me that sometimes there's anger in you, and sometimes it comes up out of your emotions, and God is saying today, I can help you through that. I can help you change that. I can help you to have a desire to have that loose from you. God says He's on your side. He's not against you, even though some things doesn't seem to work out. God says there is a season coming, and God will manifest it in your life for His glory. But God says there's some things He wants to take out. There's some things He wants to change. And God says if you let Him change it, you'll get what you've been looking for. You'll get what you have a desire in your heart to do. You'll get that because God, not you, but God will manifest it in your life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. I can see something turning. You know, it looks like a worm. I don't mean a fleshly worm, but a worm that comes in metal. They call them worms. And it drills down inside of things. The Spirit of God is showing me today that He's like that drill, that worm. He's drilling down inside of you, some of you people today. And you may have some problems for the next couple of days, but you're going to be freed from what is controlling you. You're going to be freed from what is controlling you. Because God said the Word of God is like, it goes way down to the bone marrow, and it's going to release some things in your life that you have been just having all kinds of problems with it. Oh, you come across as a blessed person. But God sees. God's all-knowing, and He sees deep down inside of you. He sees deep down inside of me, and He's going to take that out. If you can release your faith and believe that, God will free you in the next 2 days. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Some of you people are going to have to give in. Some of you are going to have to say nice things to your wife. Some of you are going to have to say nice things to your husband. You're going to have to change your attitude. I've been married 55 years. Is it? I lost it there for a minute. Hallelujah. So I do know a little something about something. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. You back there in the red, do you need prayer, dear? Come up here. Anybody else who needs prayer for whatever, be bold and come up here. Hallelujah. Be bold. Hallelujah. This is Jesus' Christmas present to you. He's going to free you. He's going to touch you. If you need peace, He's going to give it to you. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, for the authority. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your Holy Spirit is in us and here today. We thank you for your angels, and we thank you that you are manifested here, Lord. And we thank you that you said your church has authority. We are kings and priests, sons and daughters. And so, Lord, we're going to believe, Lord, whatever is being done in the prayer line, Lord, authority is going to rise up in us. If it's emotions, they're going to go. If it's depression, it's going to go. If it's oppression, it's going to go. If it's muscle problems or sickness within the physical body, it's going to go. Whatever disease is trying to start in your body, it's going to go in Jesus' name. God's going to touch lungs. God's going to touch backs. God's going to touch kidneys. God's going to touch, there's somebody who's having some problems, a woman in the private area, and God's going to touch that today. God's going to help that. There's somebody who's had some kind of problem with itching up around your stomach area, and you don't know what it is because there don't seem to be anything there, but nevertheless it itches. God is going to clean that. God is going to touch that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is touching throats and ears. Hallelujah. Nasal passages. God is touching that in Jesus' name. God is touching eyes right now. There's been some blurring coming and going in someone's eyes, and God's going to steady that and cause that to be touched by his power and by his resurrection power. In the name of Jesus, those eyes will come back to where they're supposed to. No longer blurring in and out. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Raise your hand. Oh, you got it all. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, King Jesus. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I release my faith in your name, Lord Jesus, throughout her physical body, Lord, that all pain is going now. In Jesus' name. Every bit of pain is going in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yoo-hoo, how you doing? In Jesus' name. Oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus. The healing touch of Jesus. The healing touch of Jesus. Jesus. The healing touch of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the healing touch of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. The healing touch of Jesus. Hallelujah. The peace of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name. Of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The healing touch, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Lord, I touch your feet all through her arches, Lord, all through her back of her legs, Lord, in Jesus' name. I give you praise and honor and glory that peace and healing, Lord, is flowing through her body in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I touch my brother right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. The healing touch of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, I touch her right now, Lord. The healing touch of Jesus. The healing touch of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Your presence, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, the healing touch of Jesus. Of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Strength, Lord. Strength through her whole body, Lord. Strength in Jesus' name. Strength, Lord, and healing, Lord, in Jesus' name. Spiritual strength in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, I touch my brother, Lord.
Father God, I command all things to be loose from him now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I touch my sister, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. There has been some tussles within yourself about some given situations. And God says you'll wrestle no longer. God said he's going to intervene. You have wrestled where sometimes it's just completely exhausted you in the area of your emotions. And God says, my daughter, my love is available to you. I will fill you with my love today. I will fill you with my peace. The peace that I'll fill you passes all understanding, but it stops storms. You won't be disturbed by those things that are almost a storm to you. Father God, this day, Lord, I prophesy and proclaim, Lord, all storms to stop, Lord, in Jesus' name. I bind them here on earth. They're bound in heaven, Lord. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for refreshing of the Holy Spirit to come upon her and in her life in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, I just praise you, Lord Jesus. The anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage, Lord. Oh, the presence of Jesus. The presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. The presence of Jesus. The presence of Jesus. The presence of Jesus. All the way through. All the way through. All the way through. In Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, the presence of Jesus. The presence of Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Oh.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ah. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that you're faithful to your word, Lord. What I spoke to her, Lord, will come to pass, Lord. Freedom will come, Lord. Any door you open, Jesus, no man will close. You have opened your door of love and grace and mercy and compassion and long-suffering to my sister, Lord. We ask, Lord, that the Holy Spirit cause it to manifest in her life, Lord. The long, long road that she's been on, Lord, let it stop now, Lord, and let her come onto your highway, Lord Jesus, and let her receive the things. Let her receive that every promise in you is yes, yes, Jesus. So I thank you and I praise you, Lord Jesus, for what you're doing in her home, in her life, Lord, in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I touch my little sister, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, for the peace of God that's touching her right now. In Jesus' name, the peace of Jesus. The peace of Jesus. The peace of Jesus. The peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The peace of God. The peace of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God says, my son, you lack nothing spiritually. You lack nothing spiritually. You just need to learn to get it from your spirit by the Holy Spirit into your mind in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, I touch her right now, Lord. In Jesus' name. Praise you, Jesus. Although it seemed rough at times, God is smoothing it out. God is like a big plane. He can smooth out rough areas, rough roads or fields or whatever it may be. God says you're going to start walking on a different ground that's level, that is not roughed with potholes and all these different things. God's going to bring you into a place where you're really going to believe that the Spirit of God is guiding you, because times when it's rough, the road is rough, you shouldn't be walking there. When you go to get a job, if the place is rough or the place too is rough,
you are not to go there. God says he'll show you how you can walk in peace in that smooth road in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I speak this into her life, Lord, and I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, the peace of God. Praise you, Jesus. The peace of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The enemy has tried to close something, and I can actually see God flipping it back open. Because that's a something that God has already opened, and no man can close what he's opened, but the enemy has tried to close it, and he almost tried to get you to agree with the closing of it, and but God said he's flipping it back open. He's going to give you light and revelation of what that means to you, and you're going to continue to walk in that direction. Father God, in Jesus' holy name, I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for the anointing on him. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Give a lot of clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Reach your hands out to her. Randall got food poisoning. He's part of my praise team. It's her husband. Hallelujah. He's getting better. But he was supposed to do a special today. The devil's in the details, isn't he? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, I touch her and I touch Randall, Lord, in the blessed holy name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Randall, your stomach is touched in the name of Jesus, touched with the love of God. Hallelujah. The presence of the Lord is upon you, Leslie. The presence of the Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. The presence. Hallelujah. The presence of the Lord. Ooh, the presence of the Lord. New journeys, new directions, seeing new things, hearing new things, the voice of God rising up in her in Jesus' name. Every satanic power is loosed in Jesus' name. Loosed in Jesus' name. Fire! Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch my sister, Lord. And I touch her husband at the same time, Lord, in Jesus' name. I thank you and I praise you for the peace. I thank you and I praise you for the miracle, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, you are Lord. You are Savior. You do miracles, Lord Jesus. The gift of miracles, oh yes, Lord, flowing into their lives, Lord, the gift of miracles. Oh, the gift of miracles in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. Give a lot of clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord. You left heaven. We thank you for all the victories you've given us. We ask the Holy Spirit to help this church to walk in the authority and the power, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the virgin birth. We thank you, Lord, for what you did with Mary, the Holy Spirit coming upon her, Lord. But we thank you, Lord, all the healings and miracles and feeding the poor and casting out demons and going to the cross, that we identify with the virgin birth. We identify with the stripes on your back. We identify, Lord Jesus, with the blood you shed for us, cleansing and washing us, Lord. We identify with your death, Lord. We identify with your resurrection. Hallelujah, this morning, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We just identify you, Lord, that you are the head of this church, Lord, and you have given us authority. Now teach us to go into the fullness of the authority. Whatever you came up against, Lord Jesus Christ, it obeyed what you said. And so we want to speak in that kind of authority by the power of your Holy Spirit. And we want to see cancer go and sickness and disease go. We want to see demons flee. We want to see principalities and powers flee, Lord. We want to see a church that represents your authority, that you truly are the head, Lord. We want to be able to call your Lord and do the things that you want us to do, Lord Jesus Christ. So we exalt and lift you up today as our priest, our king, our Lord, our Savior, the Son of the Most High God. And we honor you today for everything that's taking place here today. And we expect even more next Friday in the blessed holy name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Amen.